Is this personal? Some people like to say that this game, because of Spygate, is personal.
No, it's not personal. It's just business. Football is what we do. This is how we pay our bills and take care of our family. And, you know, we're just going out. It's another game. You know, we want another win, and we're going to go out and play hard and play patriot football.
Does it cross your mind at all, any of the stuff from week one?
No, we're not worried about that. It's another game. You know, we played them once, you know, and we want to go out and play them again and play them hard and play them tough the way we did the first time. All the other stuff, you know, that was in the media and the Spygate and all that stuff, you know, it doesn't matter to us.
In a small way, the stuff they did in week one, could that be used as motivation that they woke up a sleeping giant, a team that was already picked to win the Super Bowl? They just lit your fire a little bit more?
No, not at all. I mean, they're a good team, you know. They're playing better the second half of the season. They're playing a whole lot better than what people think, you know. Maybe their record doesn't show it, but they're playing real good football. One or two plays here and there, you know, make them win the game, and we got to go out and go out prepared and play hard.
Does the Pittsburgh game give you a little bit of, from their end, what they did, does that kind of wake you up a little bit too, as far as the potential is there for them to do something to you?
Yeah, like I said, no doubt. You know, they won that game. They had a lot of other close games like that. And if they could play Pittsburgh that tough, you know, they could play us tough. And you know, we got to go out prepared and prepare like it's any other game, like we're playing against an undefeated team. And we're going to do that, and we're going to prepare hard, we're going to practice hard, and we're going to come out prepared.
Does snow factor into any of this? Is it tougher to cover receivers when the footing is not solid?
You just have to be aware of what's going on. If you know it's snowing, wear the right cleats. If you know it's a possibility of snow rain, wear the right cleats. So, I mean, slipping will always be an issue if it's snowing or raining, you know, with the field turf. So, you know, you just got to come out prepared.
Is it harder to play defense in those conditions in your mind?
Yeah, I would imagine so. Yeah, I mean, you see a lot more slipping when it's snowy or it's raining, and it's cold. You see a lot more slipping. You know, guys can't come in and out of their breaks fast as they want. We can't break on the ball as hard as we can. The ball is more slippery. Can't catch it as easy. I mean, for the receivers, the same thing. So, whatever the conditions are, you know, we come out prepared for it.
Santi, is it a challenge for you when they don't throw to you, the guy you're covering?
Is it a challenge for me?
Yeah.
How can it be a challenge?
Well,
what do you mean?
I don't. Did Pittsburgh throw one ball at your guy? I mean, you got your hands on one, but you weren't covering Ward on the play. I don't know if he threw one ball at the guy you were covering.
I mean, if they throw my way or not, you know, I just try to help my team out best as I can. So if they're not throwing my way, then maybe that's helping my team. You know, maybe we could do something to help the other side make plays. And you know, I don't feel that way. I feel every team, you know, is never scared of me. They're gonna come throwing at me, and then, you know, that's how I prepare, and that's how I get ready for the game.
You don't sense that the ball's going to the other side more than yours? On the other side?
It is what it is, you know. I mean, I don't look at it that way. I'm not going to go, oh, they're not going to throw at me, because, you know, I don't think like that. I'm a humble guy, and I go out expecting them to challenge me because I'm a competitor, and, you know, I would want that.
So you don't need the ball in your area to keep your head in the game? I mean, I can see some players feeling that way.
No, you just got to mentally tell yourself, you know, it's coming. They're going to come. They're going to come at you sooner or later. They're going to try you in a double move. They're going to try to get something on you and, you know, just be prepared for it.
How hard is it not to mentally slip in that situation, though? Because, you know, like, you know, you take one play off, all of a sudden something could happen.
You just got to keep reminding your play. They're coming at you. They're coming at you. It's your quarter. The second half, they didn't come at you in. And the second half, they're going to come at you. So, you know, I just keep telling myself, you know, get ready. They're coming at you with something. First game of the play, the first series, I think they tried me on a double move. You know, they didn't get it. We got a sack. So, I mean, they're trying. So, you know, it's going to come sooner or later.
Asante, how hard is it mentally to block out all of this Jets, Spygate, video and stuff? Seriously.
And it's not hard at all. I don't even think about it. It means nothing to me. It's nothing. It's nothing but in the media to me. Whatever you guys talk about, it doesn't affect us, and we just go out and play football.